Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Joe, you were kind of looking at me like I was absolutely insane because I want to talk about the Athletics.
Yeah, was it that massive extension they gave out today?
Well, they re-signed Brent Rooker on what looks like, if he continues in the path that he had last season, that looks like a steal. Because I believe if Brent Rooker was on the open market, he would make more money than that.
Well, again, that's why I'm also like, why did Brent Rooker and his agent agree to any of that?
That I'm shocked as well.
Well, I think it's got escalators, at least at the end. It could become 6 years and $90 million, mm-hmm. which is a big jump. 5 and 60. So I think that $30 million, essentially, like Brett Rooker betting on himself.
It's like the Albies, Bregman, Acuna, Tatis kind of sign a deal early to guarantee yourself some money.
Well, and he knows he could get injured. He knows that, like, yo, I don't know what the future holds. Like, money now is more valuable than money tomorrow.
But also remember,
somewhat reminiscent of the Brian Reynolds deal with Pittsburgh is what it's kind of similar to.
But also remember, they also signed somebody to the largest contract in Athletics history in this offseason. Have we forgotten this?
Oh, yes.
Was it a Severino?
Luis Severino.
Yeah, the $64 million?
Something like that, yeah.
It was $1 million above Eric Chavez's deal. That's all I remember.
So now you've spent big money on a free agent pitcher.
Quote unquote, big money.
Big money, quote unquote. Yes, yes, that's fair. That's fair.
In Athletics terms.
In Athletics term, or in honestly any small market team.
The Pirates
terms.
And Rays are like, these guys are out of control.
What, that kind of money for that guy?
What are they doing? Are they insane?
The Rockies are like, ooh, dodged a bullet. They're like, we were going to give them 80.
No, we were going to give the other team 80. We were going to give them money so that you could pay him.
But it kind of got me thinking, why is... It's so funny, I want to say Oakland and I have to check myself. Why do the Athletics all of a sudden want to spend money? Trying to get those seats filled in Sacramento?
I was going to say, what seats filled? The non-existent seats? Are they even playing in Sacramento this year?
Yeah, yeah. That's their home turf.
Yeah, I know, but wasn't
that... And I say turf.
Wasn't that also up in the air for a little bit?
They're going to play in Sacramento.
On a Little League field?
No, a Triple A field.
All right. I could have sworn that after that was announced, like, oh, yeah, no, we're going to do this, there was also some like, oh, well, actually, now that's up in the air, too.
I've got a little theory about this.
I do as well.
Okay.
Should we let Schultze go first, or should I do it? What if he steals my idea?
I want to hear what yours is, actually.
How about we stay... How about nobody talks for 30 seconds and see how that plays out?
What the hell?
Well, actually, we can actually get, like, booted and get fined for that.
I can hear radios clicking off everywhere already.
Joey gets a call.
The what I believe, the reason that the Athletics, again, I got to catch myself.
The blank Athletics.
The Athletics. The reason the Athletics are doing this is because in a year, when, if they get to Vegas, they cannot run the operation the way they did in Oakland, in Vegas. If they go to Vegas, they have to spend money. And Jed Fisher is a terrible owner, maybe the worst in baseball. We all know that. There's no secrecy behind that.
You just call
that.
Him Jed Fisher?
Yeah, isn't that his name?
John Fisher.
John Fisher.
You combine Jed Fish, head coach of Washington, and John Fisher.
I hate that guy.
Got them
so
Huskies
much.
On your mind.
I hate Jed Fish so much.
So funny.
Go Cougs. John Fisher knows that he cannot go to Vegas and run this team the way he ran it in Oakland. So you start sprinkling it. Oh, I got a Met, former Yankee. He's our ace on the staff. We didn't trade Mason Miller. Signed Brett Rooker to an extension. Just letting y'all know when we come to Vegas, baby, Vegas.
We mean business.
We mean business.
777.
Money. We're going to trade for Bryce Harper, bring home the hometown kid. Yeah. That's my theory. Not the Bryce Harper. I was joking about that. But my theory is that John Fisher knows that he can't do this douchery in Vegas. So he's using this one year to kind of build some clout to say, hey, we spend money. Because he's got money. He's got money. That payroll can be maybe not a Yankee, Dodger, Red Sox payroll, but that payroll could be a Rangers, a Padres, a Cubs type payroll. And I think that's why he's doing this.
Schultzy, what is your theory?
I'm wondering if it's...
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The simple availability of money now that they're moving from a very dilapidated stadium that they've had to sit in that's caused a massive operating loss in the last couple of years as compared to a profit the years before as attendance started to drop off. Like, now moving to Sacramento, I just wonder if that, you know, $20, $30 million that you were kind of sitting on knowing that you're going to lose next year, like, well, that's actually available and we're going to use this available money. Essentially, it's already money that you've spent and put towards your organization in years past on the balance sheet, right? So I'm assuming some accountant came to John Fisher, at least from my theory, and said, hey, we've actually got this money that if we don't spend, like, we're going to look like idiots. And this is how businesses run year to year. They like to spend the same amount of money. If they don't, then the next year, the people giving them the amount of money that they gave them think, well, if it took you less money to operate this year, I'm going to give you that amount of money less. So I do feel like it's a smart situation, if this is true, where they're taking that extra cash that they will have, because it's not going to cost nearly the same to operate in Sacramento for the next couple of years that it did in Oakland. And that, I think, gives them the ability to give $20 million to Severino this year. What is it? It's like a $12 to $15 million start for Rooker for his
15.
Salary. 15. So that actually kind of lines up, I feel like, with the money that they would have to spend if they were still in Oakland as opposed to Sacramento.
So you think Fisher is still running it like he did in Oakland?
No, I actually like your theory. I think he is going to get building up to that point, but the way that he does it is going to be a little bit of a cheapo status, and this is a way to do that.
I just think the Vegas thing... Like, look at the Golden Knights, all right? They are constantly fighting for cups, all right? The Raiders, yeah, there's a weird thing with Mark Davis. There's a weird thing with that. But, like, they fired Antonio Pierce. And I think a lot of that is, like, we think we can get a better coach. We have a high draft pick.
We probably should have never hired you in the first place.
Probably should have never done it in the first place. But I think they know they don't want to be the away team at home every year. And I think Fisher has to look at that as well and say, I can't be the away team at Vegas every year. It's like, that's why the Spanos still can't figure things out. Even with Harbaugh and Herbert, they're still the away team at home in L.A., and that's why I think he's starting to kind of do these little things that I agree, Jordan, that I think he is looking at it like we can spend more money this year because we're saving money. But I think it's more of an aesthetic thing. I need people to see that the Athletics, when we go to Vegas, are going to be big-time players. And I will counter another argument with this. J.J. Bleda, Butler, Rooker, Severino, Miller. That's not an easy out this year in the West. I'm not saying they're going to win the division by any means, but that's not an easy out.
Yeah.
The Angels are doing stuff. The Astros are going to be players because, you know, they're cheating and that's how they've got there. The Mariners are doing nothing, but they have the best rotation in baseball.
Sitting on their hands.
But they got the best rotation in baseball. The A's are not an easy out. This is the best division in baseball.
I would say that it's kind of a combination. I have a feeling of a combination of what both of you are saying is that they have more money to spend this year. So, yeah, let's get Severino, give him the biggest contract in A's history, which is funny to say out loud because it's just not that big in comparison to some other ones. Let's give Brent Rooker some more money. But also, let's do this so we can lock in some guys. And then when we get to Vegas, then we really go in.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, this is sort of like a teaser as into once we get to that point and have even more money available to us, we go in. Because, yeah, I don't think you can go to Vegas. Like, for God's sakes, it's Vegas. Whoever says in Vegas, I'm going to save some money.
Yeah.
I'm going to be conscious about how much money I spend in Las Vegas.
The NBA is
going to be careful with the money I spend in Las Vegas.
The NBA is going to have a team in Vegas. Do you think they're going to be garbage? No. They're going to have players like Anthony Edwards or Steph Curry as an aging guy or Durant as an aging guy or a Trae Young or, you know, whatever. They're going to go find the best players in baseball because they're going to put them on parade. And I think the Athletics have to start thinking that way. I'm actually, like, buckled up for this. I want to see this. I think this could be something really cool. Now, it sucks that it's John Fisher because that guy's a douche. But if he actually, like, imagine if the Pirates Jed Fisher. Imagine if the Pirates one day, imagine if the Tampa Bay Rays were like, you know what? Screw it. $200 million payroll. Let's do it. That's must-watch TV.
It's probably what you...
That's must-watch baseball.
It's probably what a lot of these teams should be doing. I mean...
Well, with the amount of money they take home. But yeah, if my Cleveland baseball team decided to just have a $200 million payroll, sign me up.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Like, wow, you actually want to spend money on the things that make you more money?
Yeah.
A good team?
You telling me my team is now the Oregon Ducks where Phil Knight can just blanket write a check?
Okay.
Sign me up.
All right.
Sign me up.
You just had to go there, didn't you?
What? It's fact.
What? Are you like...
Lean into it, Joe. It's okay.
Yeah, just any sort of Ducks
Are you sensitive about Phil Knight's bankroll?
Hey, there's other schools with boosters, okay?
Okay, yeah, they are.
There's other rich dudes out there that went to other schools,
yeah,
right?
They all own Nike.